Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Real Talk with Phoenix Publishing with your host, L.R. Lee. I am back. It is Sunday, June 28th, 2020. Okay, you guys, so let's back up a couple weeks. So, you all know I'm from Chicago, and I made a trip to check on my mom and my mother-in-law and my family that lives in Chicago and the surrounding areas. And this all happened, imploded, the straw that broke the camel's back, figuratively speaking, with the death of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer. So let's go here. For all of you who do not know, I'm kind of a nomad, and I've lived a couple different places. So I stayed in Minneapolis before. I stayed in Minnesota. So when the whole George Floyd thing kind of came out, I was taken aback, to say the least. I had a horrible, horrible nightmare of my husband being in a similar situation. So here is where we are now. Let's take a temperature check. The temperature check is this. The talk, and most of you know what the talk means. The talk was previously maybe about 10 years ago, talking to young men about being able to get girls pregnant, okay, and to have practice safe sex. Now the talk is absolutely different. It is now the talk, and I'm using air quotes, of how to survive interactions with the police. That's our new talk. As Black people, that's our new talk when we talk to our kids, even when I talk to my girls, even when I talk to my son, even when I talk to my husband. Because during this time I was out of town, my husband was at home. And he calls me and he's like, well, I'm going to go to Dallas to hang out with my cousin. And I'm like, no, you stay in the house, you lock all the doors, and you don't move. And it's like, it's weird and it's sad because this is the state of our country right now. Now, it's going to come out. A couple things I want to kind of touch on. The first charge was, when they first charged the cop, was for third-degree murder. So I had to look that up. I have a background in criminal justice, and I had to look up third-degree murder. And basically what third-degree murder is it's a commitment of a felony. It's murder. It is murder. in the commission of another felony with deprived mental capabilities. So basically, he had to be out of his good mind. So it's a burden of proof. So any of you watched Jamie Foxx in The Good Citizen or something Citizen? He says this line in the movie, "It's not what you know, it's what you can prove in court." We knew that George Zimmerman was guilty of sin, but the burden of proof on the state of Florida had to prove the intent. And this is where it all comes in, you guys. It's the intent. I'm not going to go with the whole, this whole show is not going to be on the legal aspect of the charge, but I wanted to touch bases on that as well. Second thing I wanted to touch bases on is the fact that everyone that was involved had a choice to make. Now, you have the blue code, you have the black code, you have the white code, and then you have the brown code. I don't know if there's a yellow code. I haven't spoken to many Asian Americans, but there possibly is a yellow code too. So let's go there. The black code is you don't snitch. The blue code is that when you're on the force, you are right 100% of the time, even if you're wrong is sin. That's the blue code. So here's the changing of atmosphere now. I was in Chicago again during this time, and they began to protest, which, please do, voice your opinion, show solidarity, show unity. Then the lights went out, and they began to loot and burn and pillage and steal things from stores. Now, here's the thing. I do not condone. I'm trying to find a way to say this correctly. I don't condone violence as a recourse of injustice. I don't condone vigilante justice. I don't. But if the situation warrants it, Brother Malcolm said it best, by any means necessary to get your point across. But what's happening is, it's not us. It's not the black people that are looting, because that's all you see on Facebook Live. You see the black people. But this is a strategic. It was strategic in its compilation, because if we had thinking black people, we would have went outside of our neighborhoods and done destruction of the oppressors' neighborhoods. But we did not. That did not happen. And that is what infuriates me to the point where I now am saying I don't condone stupidity at any point in time. Now, some good things happened while I was away. And I don't think of George Floyd and the three young men that were hung in California and Alabama, saying that it was quote unquote suicide. It reminds me of a song that Nina Simone did back in the 60s, Strange Fruit. And that song is reminiscent right now because it was about the lynchings of black men and black children and black women. Here it is. It is a systemic breakdown of the black family. I don't know if you guys have heard me say this, but I'm going to say it again. There's a quote floating around. I don't know who originally said it. Honestly, I don't care, but it rings true. If you want to hide something from a nigga, put it in a book. I think that's why my uncle, God rest his soul, pushed reading on my brothers and I to the point where we would sit down and have diatribes and converse, because we also know there's no such word as conversation. It is to converse. But I digress. About the temperature of the socioeconomic culture that we find ourselves in. So I say this, and I want you all to understand something about me. I'm not only a publisher, I'm a writer, I'm a mom, I'm a sister, I'm a daughter, I am a publicist, a psychiatrist, I'm a paralegal, I'm all of these things, I wear all of these hats. And you all have to understand that there are certain things that I will say that I will say in any company that I am in. I am rude. I am honest to the point of being rude. So, that being said, I had an interview on the 18th with a young lady, lovely young lady, Kimberly Kay, Nashville, Tennessee. I'm sorry, Jacksonville, Tennessee, 96 Kicks. She had me on as her author of the week. And Kimberly Kay, if you're listening, I have your books. I got one more book to get. It's coming in the mail, and I'm going to ship them off to you very soon with an autograph that you requested. I did not forget about you. PhoenixPublishing2020.com is blowing up. I've had so many requests for publications. I've had some departures from the company, which is to be said. It is not personal. It's business. And I understand this. So there's no hard feelings. So Rhonda and Debbie, if you're listening, ladies, please, 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 good luck to you guys. Nothing but good luck. Nothing but good vibes. I love you. You did an awesome job. And I just pray that your endeavors for future are bigger and better. My authors, C. Foster. Now, C. Foster is the author of both Destiny and Gangster Chronicles. And I need you guys to go and pick those books up right now. They're free on Kindle Unlimited. I need you guys to go read these books. These are phenomenal stories. And for one person to come up with both types of books. So Destiny is a paranormal, kind of sci-fi love story, and Gangster Chronicles is that urban, in the thick of it, gangster story. So it's the complete polar opposite. He is one of my best writers. I love him dearly. He's been with me for 2 years. If you're looking for mystery and suspense, I would advise you to pick up Kay Phillips. From Chicago, he is author of Taking the King. I need you guys to go run to Amazon.com, type in Taking the King, Destiny, Gangster Chronicles, Deception Uncovered, of course, by me, and A Soldier's Secret Love, also by me. I need you guys to go pick these up. If you read it, leave a review, honest review. Honestly, if you like it, great. If you don't, leave comments. You know, tell me what you didn't like about it. You know, because as a writer, we want to know if we're connecting with our audience. So if I missed the mark, or if Foster missed the mark, or Phillips missed the mark, let us know. You know, it's so simple to just say, hey, you missed the mark on this. This was not what I expected, or XYZ, ABC, PDQ. All right. At this point, I want to get into what we're doing as Phoenix Publishing as a company. So, hold on for 1 second. I got to take a sip. If you've ever had cranberry juice, ocean spray, this is no kind of plug or anything. I just hate cranberry juice, but I really found a nice one. It's called Pink. Ocean Spray Pink has a really good cranberry juice, and I am loving it. So, by the by, publishing has just acquired two new authors. One, J.D. Lake. He is a, yes, I said he, ladies. He is a romance/erotica author. Love. His new book, The Owl Park, will be out in December. I'm working him like crazy because he sent me the synopsis and I fell in love with it. And yes, I got to get on him. And then there is Pastor James Alberts II. He is on the front line, the forefront, down front in Minnesota. He is a pastor from St. Cloud, Minnesota. I met Kim about 10 years ago when I lived there. He has been on the front line meeting with mayors and with police chiefs and police officers trying to diffuse the situation that's going on in Minnesota. I'm sure you guys don't know, but Minneapolis, Minnesota, St. Cloud, Minnesota is home to St. Cloud State University, my alma mater. I went to St. Cloud State University and got my undergraduate degree. That's where I married my husband in 08, and I absolutely adore Minnesota. Now, here's the thing. Getting back to that one, my story, pastor's story, his congregation stories are going into an anthology that we're putting together that I want to have published also in December on our next publishing date. I'm not a popcorn publisher. I am a stovetop, slow bake, oven type publisher. So we just had a publishing round in April. We came out, so May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. We're looking at 8 months from now. So I'm not a, you know, not gonna lie. I may come out with a couple in between, possibly. But for sure, December, you guys. So it's worth the wait. You know my artists are worth the wait. November 7th and 8th, actually, I'll be in Austin, Texas, doing a roundtable panel for authors. Hopefully, I'm going to speak that into existence because I'm finishing up my submission right now as we speak. So I'm going to speak that into existence on November 7th and 8th. I will be in Austin, Texas at the roundtable talk with the authors at the Texas Fair Book Expo that they have yearly in Austin, Texas. So keep your fingers crossed, ladies and gents, for that. At the same time, I am going to take a quick break. I am going to take a quick break for about a minute, and I'll be right back. Love you guys. Hold on. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. This is L.I. Lee, Real Talk with Phoenix Publishing, and I am your host, truly, L.I. Lee. And here's where we're at right now. I really want to talk to our parents because we have an opportunity, this pandemic, let's touch on that one for a second too. This pandemic has caused parents to become teachers, to become real life, real school educators. Now, don't get me wrong, I know us parents, myself included, have always built our repertoire on educating our children on what supplemental information that the school doesn't give them. Here's the opportunity for now that the parents of these children get the real story. My generation, I was born in the 80s. My children's generation, they were born in the 2000s. I have an 05 and I have a 10. So if you're born in the 70s, the 60s, 80s, then you know the generation that I'm talking about, of not being able to really get to your kid. Okay, here's an opportunity to really get to your kid. The opportunity is this. Not only teach your child what they need to know as far as books, but teach them what they're not learning. My kids, and they hate it, but they'll love it when they get older, I'm sure, because I hated it as a kid myself. Teach them that Black history is not just Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks. We have 90% of the inventions that we use on a daily basis were invented by Black people. So let's understand that. The toilet, the faucet, the shower, the stove, the refrigerator, the hair comb, the hot iron, the TV, the telephone, the vacuum cleaner, the toothbrush. These things were all invented by Black people. I mean, come on. Let's go for just further than the 28 days that they give us in February, which I've always had a problem with us getting in the shortest month of the year. But I digress. So if you have any comments for me, I can be reached at phoenixpublishing2020@gmail.com. You can hit up the website at phoenixpublishing2020.com. Or Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, L.R. Lee, author L.R. Lee, at all of them. So going back to teaching. This is an opportunity to us, for us parents, to actually know what our children are learning. Next year, this year coming up, September, August, whichever time your child starts school, it's looking a little different. So you guys may be online, maybe distance learning. Get acclimated now. Let's teach each other how to check Google Classroom. Let's teach each other how to finagle and navigate our computer systems. My children are technologically savvy, so am I. I have to be running my own businesses. So let's get into our children's spaces. Let's start the dialogue like, okay, with this situation going on, how are you feeling? Let's touch bases. Let's do a temperature check. A temperature check is, you know, let's sit around a dinner table. There's a no cell phone rule I've implemented in my home during dinner time. No cell phones at the table, TVs off at the table, and we shoot out a topic for discussion at the table. Anybody who's willing to chip in for a discussion topic, we're going to talk about it. And we're going to have a debate or a diatribe or whichever you want to call it. And it's a no-judgment zone. It's a judgment-free zone for us to have a conversation, an open dialogue about just anything that they have that they want to know. Like I said, I got an 05 baby. She'll be 15 October. And then I have a 10-year-old who will be 40 in April. They're both old souls. Old souls. So when I spend time with them, just one-on-one, girls day or whatever, we'll go get our nails done and we'll go, you know, we'll go shopping, we'll go grocery shopping. Because here's the thing, you have to teach your kids these things. You have to teach them the value of money. You have to teach them how to add, multiply, subtract, divide. And when we're talking about money, I only teach my children how to multiply and add. I do not teach them how to subtract and divide. I'm so sorry. That's not going to happen. That's an inside joke if you haven't gotten noticed. But you give them a budget, and then you tell them the things that they have that they want on their budget, and then they decide what to put back or what to keep. So you teach them these things, and you have to make sure that they know these babies don't come out the womb just figuring these things out. They have to be taught. It has to be modeled to them. So I want you guys to know that, one, I love you. I love you with the joy of Jesus. If you're atheist, I'm sorry. I apologize if I hurt your feelings, but I still love you with the love of Jesus. I want to let you guys know that I will be back next Sunday. Same time, 1:30 Central Standard Time. And I will want you to go and pick up Deception Uncovered, Destiny, Taking the King, and A Soldier's Secret Love. And look for Wolf's Return, the first book of a 5-book series from yours truly, coming out in January. January, yes, I said January. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I love you. Be safe. Stay connected. Keep the mask on if you're not feeling well. Stay at home if you have to. But if you have to go out, let's practice social distance. And let's be in love with one another. Let's love on each other. Make sure that we're good. Contact your friends if you haven't talked to them in a minute. Just do a temperature check to see where they're at. And I will see you guys back here next Sunday. Love you. Bye-bye.